It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Here's what counts for great economic news these days. Consumer spending seems to have stayed at the same weak rate 3 months in a row. That's based on data from MasterCard. It's considered great news because at least consumer spending didn't get worse.
Of course, that picture varies from business to business, as we're about to hear. Some small businesses are struggling to find customers. The world's largest retailer appears to be doing fine. That's where we start our story with NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Walmart thriving in a recession? That's hardly surprising, says Charles Fishman, a magazine editor who wrote a best-selling book about the retailer.
Most of what Walmart sells is stuff that we have to buy somewhere. You do need to buy your dog food somewhere. You do need to buy your laundry detergent and your deodorant and your toothpaste somewhere. Those are the kinds of things that Walmart specializes in selling people over and over again. And Walmart is genuinely less expensive on those things than most places.
In the weak economy, consumers who had been Walmart shoppers continued to go there. New customers came too. And the retailer's customer base and its sales have grown at the expense of other retailers. This past quarter, Walmart made more than $3 billion. One big question now facing the giant discount retailer is, can it prosper even more once the economy rebounds? To do that, Walmart is making some changes.
As you can see when you come in the store, the bright colors now that are on the walls, the brick floors.
Walmart's Maddie Havener.
And the biggest transitional change that you can see is the wider aisles.
With respect to the redesign, Walmart seems to be mimicking its rival, Target. A typical Walmart shopper spends on average just 21 minutes inside the store, according to the company. The retailer believes if there's less clutter and the shopping experience is more pleasant, consumers will stay longer and pick up things they hadn't planned to buy. And even if shoppers are rushed, they'll buy more if things are easier to find. Walmart has slashed inventories to reduce its costs, but Havener, who oversees more than a dozen stores, including this one in Renton, Washington, says it also makes shopping easier.
Do we really need to carry 19 different tackle boxes, or do we need to carry 6 different tackle boxes? And so we're really looking at clarity of offering.
When I asked frequent Walmart shopper Jerry Ann Martz if the store redesign was enticing her to buy more stuff, she answered, absolutely. Pointing to their overflowing basket, her husband Gary chimed in.
We came down primarily for 2 fish, 2 guppies, and my wife decided that we needed some Christmas things, so that's what we're doing.
It's low prices that drive Walmart customers, old and new, into the store, and Walmart says this holiday season it will cut prices even more. Indeed, yesterday, the company offered a tempered outlook for its fourth quarter, saying it expects sales to be about the same as last year, largely because of lower prices. Because Walmart is so big, when it cuts prices, you can feel the impact throughout the economy. Why? Because, as retail analyst Patty Edwards points out, Walmart has its tentacles in just about every segment of retail.
Walmart competes against grocery stores. They compete against booksellers. They compete against Home Depot in the home area. They compete against department stores. You name it, they probably compete against them.
And if those stores want to keep their customers from going to Walmart, they may feel compelled to cut their prices too. Consider, for example, the ongoing 3-way price war for some hot new books. Walmart.com began selling them for $10. Amazon matched the price, so Walmart went to $9. Target countered at $8.99. Walmart went down another penny. Stephen Hoke, a marketing professor at Wharton, says Walmart wasn't about to back down and concede someone else had a lower price.
For years, they didn't really engage in this kind of preemptive low-price behavior, but they have done it now on books, CDs, DVDs, and also toys. I think they feel like it hurts them less than it hurts their competitors, so it's probably a good thing for them to do.
It's not clear Walmart or anyone else can make much money on $9 books, but with retailers fighting for business, they'll try almost anything. Their hope is that shoppers who come in for the bargains will also buy more profitable items. If they don't, some retailers won't be in business too much longer. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.